All right, so you want to know more about Resolution Promotions, right? When we got a hold of their About Us page, let me tell you, it is not your typical company bio.
No, not at all.
This is a story of resilience, ambition, and like straight up hustle. This is going to be good.
I think one of the most interesting things right off the bat is how it like completely breaks that entrepreneur starts in a garage cliche.
Right.
This is someone who took their passion for their field and really like carved out their own unique path, you know, even when it meant taking some detours along the way, some unexpected turns.
Absolutely. And you can really see that John Archibald, the founder, has had that fire in him from the get-go. Like even back in college, he realizes Pro Bowl probably wasn't going to happen.
Right.
But instead of just giving up on sports altogether, he finds another way to stay in the game, which I think is pretty inspiring, right?
Yeah.
It reminds us that you can adapt your ambitions without having to totally abandon your passions.
Yeah, and that adaptability really shines through even more when you see him moving from Tennessee to Florida, then up to Jersey, all in the span of just a few years.
Yeah.
That willingness to take risks, to dive headfirst into new environments, that's huge. And it's definitely a hallmark of a successful entrepreneur.
And speaking of diving in headfirst, let's talk about his time with the Florida Firecats. Championship win, tragic loss of a player, a hurricane, that's a lot. Talk about a trial by fire, literally. So he's navigating some pretty intense highs and lows right from the start.
And then he drives to Jersey with his last $150. I mean, that's boldness. That's commitment. This isn't someone who's just dipping their toes in the water. Archibald was all in.
Wow. Talk about putting your money where your mouth is, right?
Yeah.
Driving to a new state with practically nothing to his name. That's gutsy.
Yeah.
And speaking of guts that run through a wall, quote from the Iron Man interview really stood out to me.
Yeah.
Was that just tough guy sports talk, or do you actually see that reflected in his story?
Oh, no. That's more than just talk. It's like it's in his blood. It's how he handles setbacks. When the Iron Man folded, he didn't just pack it in. He pivoted. He doubled down on Resolution Sports. And then when the WPS falls apart, he takes a corporate job to stabilize, rebuild. The guy is resilient.
Like he sees these setbacks as opportunities to come back even stronger.
Yeah.
And we can't forget the hustle. I mean, while he's rebuilding after the Firecats, he's working multiple part-time sports gigs at the same time.
It's such a classic move, though, right? It's about maximizing your resources, constantly proving yourself in the market and showing that you're in it to win it. Really, it's a good reminder that success is rarely linear.
Mm-hmm.
You often have to wear a lot of different hats and just embrace the discomfort of the grind.
Yeah, it's inspiring. And you know what else caught my eye? The fact that he met Pele.
Mm-hmm.
Like even back then, Archibald is rubbing shoulders with legends.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about his networking skills?
Well, I think it highlights his ability to build relationships, to create buzz, and to understand what gets people's attention. He wasn't just thinking about the present. He was planting seeds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this driven, adaptable guy who's not afraid of a challenge. He's overcome some major hurdles already.
Yeah.
But as we know, life has a way of throwing curveballs.
Mm-hmm.
And in Archibald's case, those curveballs came in the form of two beloved teams that he poured his heart into folding one after the other.
It's actually kind of remarkable how he turns those crushing blows into opportunities for growth. Like, think about it. Ironman fold, he doubles down on Resolution Sports. WPS collapses, he pivots, takes a corporate job to, you know, pay the bills, but uses that time to rebuild his business even stronger.
Right.
That's a theme here. He doesn't just bounce back, he levels up each time.
It takes a special kind of person to see those moments as a chance to come back stronger. And starting his own business during a downturn, that's not even leveling up. That's like choosing to fight the final boss on legendary difficulty.
Right.
What's the logic there? It's got to be high risk, but then the payoff could be huge too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But it actually makes a lot of sense. Statistically, startups are more likely to fail during economic downturns.
True.
But the ones that survive, they've proven they can handle the pressure, not even just handle it, but thrive in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is absolute gold to investors and clients. It shows a different level of, you know, grit and determination.
Yeah, it's like forging steel.
Right.
The hotter the fire, the stronger the metal. And you really see that resilience in his resourcefulness, too. Using journalism to market himself, tapping into his network in the sports world, even drawing inspiration from his brother's racing number. It all points to a mind that is constantly like looking for creative solutions.
Yeah. You have to be able to adapt when you're an entrepreneur, especially during tough times. It's about making the most of what you have and never losing sight of those goals.
Yeah, for sure. And then the story takes a really personal turn. The loss of his brother. You can almost feel the emotion woven into the About Us page at that point.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's more than just a bio, you know, it feels like a life story. So how do you think this tragedy impacts Resolution Promotions?
I think it gives the business a much deeper sense of purpose. It's not just about success anymore, you know? It's about legacy. It's about honoring his brother's memory. Hard work becomes a tribute. And honestly, that's a powerful motivator.
Absolutely. It's like business itself becomes a way to keep his brother's spirit alive.
Yeah.
And then, right on the heels of this deeply personal loss, he makes another bold move, expanding Resolution Promotions from just sports to all industries. Mm-hmm. Was that too ambitious? Or was it a stroke of genius?
It was a gamble, no question, but it shows that he's really internalized a key lesson, right? Like from day one with the Firecats, then the Iron Men, then WPS. Diversification.
Oh, interesting.
By not keeping Resolution Promotions solely focused on sports, he's not just like expanding his client base, he's creating a safety net.
Right.
If one industry takes a hit, the business is anchored by its work in others. Smart.
So it's like he's not putting all his eggs in one basket, which makes sense considering how much he's seen firsthand how quickly things can change in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that old saying, the only constant is change.
Exactly.
And Archibald seems to be like a master at adapting and evolving.
And you know what else?
What?
This About Us page, it's honest, like surprisingly so.
Okay.
It's vulnerable even. You get a real sense of Archibald's journey in it, you know? It's a good reminder that behind every successful business, there's always that human element, a story of perseverance and dedication and, you know, often overcoming some pretty huge obstacles.
It's so true. And it really underscores that entrepreneurship, it's not just about having that light bulb moment, right? It's about the hustle, the adaptability, and that unwavering commitment to see it through no matter what gets thrown your way, which John Archibald clearly has in spades.
Absolutely. And you know what makes you think?
What's that?
What are we willing to overcome to really fight for? What are the lengths that we'll go to achieve those dreams? What will our story be?
That's the question, isn't it? Well, this deep dive has been amazing. From those early days in Tennessee to building a multi-industry company, John Archibald's story is proof that with passion, resilience, and a whole lot of hustle, anything is possible.